How big a deal is it that they've got their million names?
I think it's a real big deal, because I think when they said they were going for a million names, I thought that was very optimistic. And I let it of about 4 million, a bit more than 4 million. So I think to get a million names is fantastic. I think they've got, from what I hear, they're looking for a lot more than that by the 18th. So I think it's a real milestone.
Quarter of the electorate is all you've got at the moment. Yes. You need a lot more than that, don't you?
True, but not everybody who's going to vote yes is going to put the pledge down on a piece of paper or do it on the internet. I think there's a lot of people undecided in Scotland at the moment, and there's a heck of a lot of people already committed to a yes vote.
So how do you persuade those undecideds then?
I think you appeal to their better nature. You appeal to their positive nature. You appeal to their optimism instead of their pessimism. And I think that's what's happened all through with the Yes campaign. The No campaign, it's almost like a parent that has no ambition for its children, who constantly puts them down, who constantly tells them what they can't do instead of what they can do. And I see the Yes campaign has been the people who have been supplying the positive answers, the people who want to grow Scotland, who want to make it a better society.
I was out with Jim Sellers last week in the Margomobile.
Yeah.
He's playing cap in hand. Is that still relevant, do you think?
It's absolutely relevant. Yeah. We that was written about 1988, and we're still here, despite having a devolved parliament. You know, something like the NHS, the NHS is devolved, but the block grant still comes from Westminster. So we're still having to go down there for money which we should be generating here and coming to our parliament and to our exchequer. And I think we need full independence. I don't think we can move forward without it.
And do you reckon that there is a chance that you could do it this time?
I'm more confident by the day. I think it's a big ask, but I think from what I see, from what I understand, from what I hear people saying, and the way the polls are moving, I think it's very close. I think yes is right on the shoulder of no. I think we're going into the final lap, and I think we can pass.
We'll want indefinitely, as long as it takes.